Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. I'm going to start in verse 16, just a few verses here and get started. Something I just like to preach on and teach on from time to time as a pastor. I just feel like it's a good reminder for the saints. And really, this would just tag on to Sunday's message about being the best version of yourself. Because this, I could just label it the best version of yourself, part two. But because it does deal with our walk and making sure where we're connected and what's feeding us. Paul wrote to the church, "For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and you being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them you partake of the root and fatness of the olive tree. Boast not against the branches, but if you boast, remember you don't bear the root, but the root bears you." Praise God. So tonight I've used this title before. As goes the root, so goes the tree. That's a fact. As goes the root, so goes the tree. Let's pray together tonight for the word being preached to our hearts tonight. Lord, we love you. Thank you so much for your presence tonight, for your wonderful holy word. And God, just let us hear and get understanding tonight of what you're telling us in your word. And let it find good ground in our heart, God. You are great and worthy of all praise. And we ask these things tonight in Jesus' name. Everyone said amen. Would you give him a hand clap of praise tonight? The Lord is worthy to be praised. You may be seated. God bless you in Jesus' name. Just through these three verses here, you know, just thinking about these. If the first fruit be holy, well, Christ is the first fruit. And we know he's holy. The lump is also holy. And the root be holy, so are the branches. It's just reiterating what Peter would write and what the Lord had spoke to Israel when he delivered them out of Egypt, for them to be holy because he is holy. And for us to be holy as he is holy. And if we're going to be holy, then we're going to be part of the branch, of the tree, of the root. We can't be holy outside of him. We can't claim that outside of him. We must abide in him and be in him. And speaking of Israel, he said, if some of the branches be broken off, some of the branches be broken off. And we were a wild olive tree, the Gentiles. We were grafted in among them. But now with them, we are partakers of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. We are partakers of that. And we were wild and we were grafted in. We don't partake of the old wild olive tree anymore. The scripture says when we are in Christ, in this first fruit, when we are in this in him, then we are new creatures and old things are passed away and all things are become new. And we no longer partake of the things that we used to partake of. We don't go back to those things. We're not fed of those things. He says, now you were a wild olive tree. Kind of reminds me of what he said to the Corinthian church when he said, and such were some of you. But now, and friend, but now we are no longer wild olive trees and wild olive branches, but we have been grafted into this holy God, this holy vine. We are grafted in, and now we are partakers of the things of God. If we are in Christ, we are new creatures. Old things pass away. All things are become new. And then it says, and all things are of God. Now our life is hid in Him. We are dead to sin, but praise God, we are alive to Him. Dead to sin, but alive unto God. Living our life in a way that this world can see that there is a God that saves people and changes people and takes people out of wildness, out of these dark places, out of these places that they don't need to be in. And in those days, we were partakers of ungodly things and unholy things. We did things that we knew, or maybe we didn't know at that time, but we were just living the way of the world. That was just the way it was. We did the things that everybody else did and thought this is just how it goes until we met Him. When we came in contact with Him, when we heard the gospel of salvation preached and we obeyed the gospel through being repentance and being baptized in His name, being filled with the Holy Ghost, we no longer live unto ourselves. The scripture says that my body and my spirit are His. And I ought to glorify God in these things that are His. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Come on, what you have of God. It doesn't come, we didn't get the Holy Ghost for ourselves. God filled us. It was a gift that God filled us with. And now we are His temple, His holy temple. And we should live our lives in such a way that it portrays that. We should not be camouflaged saints of God, incognito saints of God, closet saints of God, but we are to be the light of the world shining into a dark world. We're a city set on a hill, it says, that cannot be hid. Praise God. I want somebody to know that God changed my life. Somebody needs to know that God delivered me from the things I was tied up in. Somebody needs to know that God today still loves them and still reaching for them and still able to take them out of that wild bush and graft them into this holy vine. I think that people think when you say words like holy, they believe it's out, that just puts it out of reach. But it's not out of reach. Or He wouldn't have told us to be holy as He is holy, if it was impossible. He would not dangle that in front of us and say, do this, but you'll never reach it. And let me tell you something. We can be what God says we can be. And if we will be partakers of the root and the fatness of the olive tree, we will be holy as He is holy. We do not bear the root, but the root bears us. We do not influence the root, but the root influences us. The tree does not determine the root determines the tree. The root is not fed from the trunk and from the limbs and from the leaves, but it is the root that is buried deep down into the soil that goes down so that it can bear fruit upward. It goes deep down into places where the nutrients and the water, it finds that hidden water, it finds those hidden things so that the tree can be everything that it's supposed to be. And that means a lot in Scripture because many times people, all kinds of people, are referred to as trees in the Scripture. And so we need to remember that whatever is feeding through the root will determine the outcome of the tree. Wherever you're putting down roots, it's going to influence how you are, who you are, what you do, and what you produce. Wherever you decide to put down roots, wherever you decide to plant yourself, whatever soil you decide to settle in, it's going to make a difference in your life and who you are. And if we put down roots in the world, we're going to be like the world. The church can't be like that today. If now, more than any time, the church needs to be rooted and grounded in Him. Yeah, come on somebody. The saints of God need to be rooted and grounded and founded in the Word of God. I don't want to have anybody wondering whether or not I'm of the world or of the Word. I want them to be able to tell. The Scripture says you could tell a tree by the fruit that it bears. I hope that as I live my life in this world, I don't do it for show. A tree doesn't put out fruit for show. It's what comes naturally from where it's planted and from what it is. And so we shouldn't hang our head because of the fruit we bear. God put that in us. The fruit of the Spirit is what the Scripture calls it. And we ought to be bearing much fruit according to Jesus. And people should know us by the fruit that we bear. I've never seen an apple tree run and hide because it was ashamed. It wasn't bearing oranges. It bears the fruit that it's designed to bear. And when God moves inside of us, when we become new creatures in Him, when we are grafted into this holy vine and we begin to be partakers, you're not just somebody, a spectator. You are a partaker. You are partaking of the goodness and the fatness of the tree. Of the olive tree. That oil, that anointing. That holy oil, that holy anointing. Friend, let me tell you today, I want to be like David said. Here's another example. He said, I am like a green olive tree, not a dead, dried up, brown leaves olive tree. He said, but I am like a green olive tree when I am implanted in the house of the Lord. I want to be planted in the house of the Lord. And I know it's more than just four walls. I want to be in the house, the church of the living God. I want to be what God wants me to be. It matters where you plant yourself. And it matters where you are because as goes the root, so goes the tree. And if you begin to associate yourself with things other than God and plant yourself in places other than where God wants you to be, friend, it's going to affect you. It'll affect your walk. It'll affect your testimony. It'll affect the fruit that you bear or that you don't bear. Praise God. Today, you know, the trees, we used to talk about grafting things in. They'll create hybrids, hybrid plants. And they'll take a cutting from this one and they'll put it into this one and put it together and let the roots begin to grow. And they plant it and we've created a new bush. It's a hybrid of this and a hybrid of that. But we can't be hybrids. We can't be grafted into the world and grafted into the church. Come on. I know people like hybrid cars. Runs off gas or electricity. But we're not hybrid Christians. We're not double-minded because a double-minded man, a hybrid man, is unstable in all his ways. But friend, we've been grafted into the true vine. We've been grafted into this holy vine. God called us out of darkness and into His marvelous light. He called us when we were not a people and He made us a people. I don't want to go back to being a half a person. It won't work. You can't love God and love mammon. You can't love the things of the world and love God. We've got to love Him with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. He reminded us to love not the world and neither love the things that are in the world. Don't root yourself and ground yourself into the things of the world because things that are rooted and grounded are not intended to move. They're planted. I don't want to be planted anywhere but where He wants me to be. We are spiritual beings in a physical body. But the Scripture says we live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. It's the Word of God that feeds us, that makes us who we are. Whew. I got to have His Word. More than my necessary food. The Scripture says I live by every word. I can't live without the Word of God for Him. And it's impossible to please God without His Word because it's impossible to please God without faith. And faith comes by the Word of God. When we are out of the Word, God is not pleased. And when we are out of the Word, we are walking dead people because we cannot live the life that we want to live for Him without the Word. We've got to have the Word of God. Isaiah 61:3 said that we are the trees of righteousness. But we are the planting of the Lord. God has picked a place to plant us. It may, just like you might do in your yard, you might go buy a tree and say, this is where I want to put it. And I'm going to dig the hole and make it right and put the nutrients in, the fertilizer, all the things it has to have. I'm going to plant it, cover it, water it in. I love to plant it. That's my tree. I've watched it grow. I've taken care of it. And I enjoy the fruit from it. In the same way, God picked us out. Picked us out. Took us to a place where we could be profitable. Took us to a place where we could produce. Put us in a place where we could be fruitful. And he planted us. We are the planting of the Lord. We will grow where God planted us. And we will struggle where he did not. We need to be where God intended us to be. You know, I've been traveled some, not just as much as some, but you know, there's a lot of places you go and you see these trees, like, man, that's a great tree. I wish I had that tree in my yard. But you know what? It won't grow in your yard. Because it's, you can't take a bush out of the desert that's used, that needs that hot, dry, sand, humid, all that, whatever it is. You can't take that and then go plant it right here in Georgia, where you might get freezing cold temperatures or no rain for a while, summer. It's growing where God planted it. Those trees are growing where God planted them. You're not going to plant a redwood tree in your backyard. It won't work. It won't grow. It won't do that. Now, you could create, you know, build you a greenhouse, and you can create an environment that could sustain any kind of plant, but that's artificial living. It'll never be what it was really supposed to be because it's stuck, it's trapped, it's wrapped up in a house. Nobody's going to enjoy it. Nobody's going to see it but you. It's not where God intended it to be. I want to be where God wants me to be. I want to be planted where God wants me planted. I want to be grafted into the things that I should be grafted into because I want the right things coming into my life. Because I want to be the tree of righteousness that he wants me to be. I can't have my own righteousness. That's filthy rags. I need his righteousness. I need to be planted in his righteous ways. Even wicked people are associated with trees in Scripture. The psalmist said, I've seen the wicked spread himself forth as the green bay tree. Green bay trees get really big, get really large, look very powerful. But then he said in another scripture, but then I looked again and I couldn't find them. They had passed away. They were gone. The trees of wickedness, they just don't last. There's this unhealthy soil. The wages of sin is death. And when you're rooted in sin, you're just feeding yourself with death. You're feeding yourself with things that will destroy you. You're feeding yourselves with things that are unlike God. We are the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. But as goes the root, so goes the tree. We'll be a product of where we're planted. We'll be a product of what we are rooted in. That's a fact. The psalmist said in Psalm chapter 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Oh my. He said his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. It matters where you draw from. He's drawing. His delight is in the law of the Lord, day or night. He doesn't matter if it's day or night. He's the same. Whether it's dark, whether I'm in the darkest time of my life, my delight is still in the law of the Lord. I can be going through the darkest season I've ever been in, but my delight is still in the law of the Lord. Or I can be in the brightest sunny day ever, and my delight will still be in the law of the Lord. I'm not going to change when it gets dark, and I'm not going to change when it gets light. When it's daytime and shining, everything's going my way, I'm not going to forget God and His Word, and I'm surely not going to forget Him when it gets dark, like the midnight hour. But weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I'm going to be the same. Weeping or rejoicing, His Word will still be my delight. Because I am born again by the Word of God, not by corruptible seed, but incorruptible. I'm born again by the Word of God. This is what gives me my life. This is what gives me my joy. This is what gives me my peace and my strength. This is where my faith resides. I don't want to be flip-flopping back and forth day or night. I'm not different depending on where I find myself. I'm going to be the same. I want to be the same. I strive to be the same no matter where I'm at. And after this man, this blessed man, has done all these things, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He won't be like a tree planted off in the desert somewhere that can't survive. He won't be planted on shallow soil where he can't have much depth of root. The scripture talks about that in the parable of the sower. Some seed fell on shallow ground and it sprung up quick, but it had no root. But it had no root, so it withered away. I want to be where the Lord will. He said, I'll be like a tree planted. You hear what I'm telling you tonight, that if you want this life of God to be successful, as I said Sunday, if you want to be the best version of yourself, then plant yourself in the house of God. Let your delight be in the law of the Lord. Don't get distracted. Don't let your service to God be seasonal. Don't just let it be recreational, but be determined, be committed, be sold out, be planted, be planted, be planted where God has put you. Let me tell you something, young people. This world today will do everything it can to uproot you. You hear what I'm telling you? If there's going to be another generation of apostolic believers, then you better stay rooted and planted in the Word of God and in the house of the Lord. Because if they can distract you or they can transplant you or try to make a hybrid out of you, they will. But that ain't the trees of righteousness. That ain't the planting of the Lord. That's not God's plan. Friend, you be a sold out, born again, Holy Ghost filled, blood bought, on fire for God. Come on. You stay planted. You be a tree planted by the rivers of living water. You want success? Then stay in the Word, stay in the church, stay faithful to God. Stay grafted in. Be holy because He's holy. You don't have to, I said it at the beginning, but you don't have to be ashamed of the fruit you bear. That fruit is produced by the Spirit of God that lives in you. That fruit is produced by the Word of God that has saved you, that has given you your faith. You don't have to be ashamed of the things that are a product of God's Word. He said, my Word won't return void, but it will accomplish. Let me tell you, that Word will birth something in you. It'll bring something forth out of you. It'll bring that fruit up out of you. And everybody will know. What we got to do is make up our mind. Do I want to be a tree of righteousness? Do I want to be that? Or do I want to blend in with the bushes? No, I want to stand up. I want to stand tall. I want to be the planting of the Lord. Planted by the rivers of water. Brings forth His fruit in His season. I could just preach a whole nother message right there. I want you to hear this. In His season, a tree, trees bear fruit in the spring and in the summer, but they don't bear fruit in the winter. In the winter, the leaves are gone, the branches are bare, but it's still alive. Don't get discouraged in the season where it looks like there is no fruit. The next season's coming. He said he'll bring forth. He didn't say he was summer, winter, fall, spring, never without that fruit. He said he will bring forth his fruit in his season. And that's the blessed man. We're the trees of righteousness. And friend, there's going to be times where it looks like, what's going on? Am I doing something wrong? Is something happening? Have I missed the mark? No, friend, it's just not your season yet. But when that season comes, you're going to bring forth your fruit. Your leaf shall never not wither, and whatsoever you do, it's going to prosper. Friend, God's going to be on your side. If you want to be the best version of yourself, then you better stay planted in the house of God. You better stay rooted in His Word. Because as goes the root, so goes the tree. Whatever the root is in. That's why you have to be careful. You pour out some kind of poison or something on the ground near your trees, and it gets into the root system. I was saying, what's going on with this tree? Man, all the leaves are turning brown, and for years it's been great. Everything's going on. Well, have you done anything different lately? Well, I began to put some stuff that really, I poured out some stuff that was poisonous, you know, that was really bad, but it's way off, so I poured it out right here. Well, it got into the roots. Oh, but it's the trees over there. Yeah, but them roots run deep and they run long and they always out search for things. And it, that stuff soaked into the ground around it, and it began to affect the roots, so it began to affect the tree. You ever see the root systems on some of these trees? They go forever. Some of these big trees that you see in the world, their root systems go hundreds and hundreds of yards. They're not just right there below them. They spread out, and they're picking up water and nutrients and things from way away, from all over the place, because they need it. They don't just need it right there at the base. They need it out there where the root system goes. And that's what we got to remember, that we got to be careful. Not to just even quit letting stuff in around the fringes. Don't let stuff be getting in too close, friend, because it will affect who you are. It will affect you. It will get into the root system, and you'll begin to wither. And the fruit won't be as evident. Before long, the branches will be bare. And nobody will even know that God did something for you. We need to stay planted in the house of the Lord. Jeremiah echoes the same. Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots, spread them out by the rivers, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Friend, it's just evident over and over again that we are the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, and that it matters where we sink our roots. The old saying, sometimes, you know, we got to get to the root of the problem. That means, what's causing these things? And when you feel things in your life, you can tell if it's just a battle or no, something's wrong with me. That's when you start checking the roots. There's a parable in the scripture about a man. The man come to his vineyard. He said, man, this tree just taking up space. It ain't bearing any fruit. Let's cut it down, get it out of the way. But the gardener, he said, let me dig around it. Let me get down to where the roots are. Let me inspect it. Let me fertilize it. And let's take care of it. Let's invest in it. Let's see what happens. And if it doesn't do anything after this, then we'll cut it down. Friend, what a powerful parable that is of God's long suffering and His mercy. Instead of just immediately cutting us away, He says, let me get down to the roots. Let me put the good stuff that'll help them on their roots. And But still, he's letting us know that us as trees, we have a choice. Even with the mercy of God, we can refuse to grow where he planted us. But he said there's a warning with that, because if they don't do anything after I have nurtured them and taken care of them, if they don't do anything then they'll be cut down. Friend, plant yourself in the Word of God. Don't let nobody make you feel small for loving God. Don't let nobody make you feel ignorant for loving God. Yeah. Don't let nobody make you feel like you've chosen wrong, you're doing wrong, or you're missing out. Oh, you're missing out. Come on, live your, you're young, live your life. You've got your whole future in front of you. Come on, you don't need to be wasting your time in a church. You don't need to be wasting your time praying to a God you can't see. That's when you need to tell him, but this God I can't see filled me with the Holy Ghost, and I spoke in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, and he's coming back to get me someday. I can't deny him. I can't turn my back on him, and I'm not about to walk away and walk into something else that he doesn't want me to walk in. I'm the planting of the Lord. Finally, Jesus said this in John 15, I am the true vine. My Father is the husband. Every branch in me matters where you are. He said, every branch in me. But he said, if you're in me and you don't bear fruit, he takes it away. Oh, I don't want to just be part of the congregation. I want to be in him. I want my life to be hid in him. I want everything that I am. I want to be fed from him. I want to be grafted into him. I want to be connected to him. I want to be fed by him. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And that purging can either be a clipping or a washing. He purges it so it can bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. Because the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. There will be no fruit without him. Outside of him. I've used this analogy before. You'll never reach your full potential outside of him. If you were to have fruit trees, an apple, maybe you grow apple trees, and you've got that, and you know how it looks. The spring comes, here come the leaves. Now you start seeing these little buds, and that's the apple. But if you go out there and pick that apple when it's about that big around and think, now I'm going to make me some apple pies, you have deceived yourself. Because that apple, that little bitty nub, that ain't the apple. That ain't what it could be. You've taken it away. It's not going to grow anymore. It's not going to get bigger, but it's just going to begin to shrivel. And it will never be what it was intended to be, because it's been plucked away from the source. Yeah? No apple sauce, no apple pies, no apple butter, no apple whatever, fritters, whatever you want to make. It'll never reach its potential, because you removed it. But it's an apple. It's a dead apple. We don't want to be removed from him. Abide in me, and I in you. I'm connected to him, and he's connected to me, and he flows through us. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abides in the vine, and no more can you. I don't care who tells you you can. Jesus said you can't. He said, no more can you except you abide in me. Because I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. And if a man abides not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. The pattern is the same in each one of these passages of Scripture. The principle is this: as goes the root, so goes the tree. How is the root system in your life? Roots are unseen, but they are fed and they are important. They are an anchor system to keep a tree in place. They do more than just feed it. They anchor the tree to the ground so the storms don't blow it over, so they're not just pushed aside by every wind of doctrine. Hello? Trees are not meant to change location. Men invented tree farms. They dig them up and take them and plant them, but they've got to take care of how they do them. But you don't ever walk outside one day and your trees that were on the left side of your yard, hey, they're on the right side. We ain't got no walking trees. Being planted in one place is a sign of maturity and a sign of perfection. The roots are a lifeline for the tree. Air, water, nutrients from the soil. It goes up to the leaves to interact with sunlight, produce sugars, flavors, energy for the plant. So much that the roots do. That tree, everything that tree is, what you see of that tree is because of the root system. Where the roots go, where the roots are being fed, what's going into the root system. Whatever you see, you say, man, look, those are the most beautiful apples. It wasn't the branches that produced them. It was the roots that produced them. Yeah, we need to be rooted and grounded in the Word and rooted and grounded in His house and meditate in that Word day and night. Let that be your delight. This question about how our root system is could be equal to examine yourselves to see if we are in the faith. In other words, what is anchoring you and what is feeding you? What are you anchored in and what's feeding you? I'm watching the time. I know I don't have very much time left tonight. But I'll try to go through this very, very quickly. Hebrews 12 in verse 5. He says, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when you are rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chastens and scourges every son that he receives. You say, what's that got to do with trees? Well, let's look at verse 11. Now, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. It brings forth fruit. God's going to take care of his trees. He's going to dig around. I mentioned that parable. He's going to dig around. He's going to get to the root of the problem. And if he's chastening you, it's simply so he can get you to bear forth the fruit of righteousness, because you are the trees of righteousness. It exercised to them which are exercised thereby. It's a way of life. It's a way of obedience to the Lord's chastening. It's permanent. It's for your character. It's for your growth. It's for your maturity. And it's not attainable from short-term efforts. You've got to be sold out to this. We're not running sprints. We've got to endure until the end. We're not running this race that they're talking about in Scripture. It's not a track meet, where some weekends you don't run and some weekends you do. Or it's not track season now. Or it's just a 40-yard dash. And No, it's not that. This is a commitment. This is the marathon. This is the race until the end. We don't stop running until it's the end. We've got to stay committed to this thing. We've got to. In verse 15, he said, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God. And he said, here's this, listen to this root. This is the root you don't want. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. If the root, as goes the root, so goes the tree. If the root is bitter, the branch is bitter, and the fruit is bitter. Yeah. If the root is angry, you get where I'm going. If the root is hurt, if the root is disappointment, if the root is jealousy or rebellion, you can search the branches, because so goes the root, so goes the tree. And the fruit will be bitter, the fruit will be angry, the fruit will be hurt, the fruit will be disappointment and jealousy and rebellion, etc., whatever it is. We've got to do what Jesus said in Matthew 12 and 33. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. There's no corrupt fruit from a corrupt tree. I mean, no good fruit from a corrupt tree. And there is no corrupt fruit from a good tree. You either make it good and the fruit good, or you make it corrupt and the fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. As goes the root, so goes the tree. And he said, this is for us to do. It's our decision to make. We either make the tree good and the fruit good, or we make it bad and the fruit bad. You've got to choose. You've got to decide what you're going to do. The warning of the root of bitterness comes at the end of instruction concerning correction that we get from God and from his word. That's the word that we meditate in day and night. Don't let the initial ouch of correction become a root of bitterness that defiles many. A tree bears fruit, good or bad, and people can be affected by the fruit that you are bearing. The scripture tells me to keep my heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. When the sower was sowing seed, it's going to the ground, to the heart. I want it to be soft, fertile ground, ready. I don't want to be offended. I want to make sure I've got this ground so this word can find deep roots, so that I might not sin against him. In the world we will have tribulation, but don't let that influence become the root that feeds you. Don't let politics become the root that feeds you. Yeah, come on now. I'm talking to you. There's a lot of people have pulled up their roots that the Lord gave them, and they've planted them into politics. And you can't tell where their walk with God and their political views, they're so mixed up, blended together. You can't tell, do they love the politics more than they love the Lord more? Don't let your roots be grounded in the things that are going on in this world. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. Be careful. Don't despise. Don't faint. Don't despise the chastening of the Lord. Don't faint. We are either going to see the peaceable fruit of righteousness or the root of bitterness. We are influencers. That's a big thing today. But before it ever became a social media thing, God said his people were influencers. Light of the world, salt of the earth. Trees of righteousness. Trees make an impact. You know, one of the big things that they worry about is they're cutting all the trees down in the world. Remember when they started, let's save the rainforest. Because if you start taking all the trees down, it affects the environment. Soil washes away and things get bad. Trees do so much more than what we realize. God put them here for a reason. He put them here for a reason. And when the trees go away, it affects the environment. If the trees go away, it's going to affect the environment. If there is no church, no light, on the hill, if there is no tree of righteousness, there needs to be a Holy Ghost forest in our city where they see the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, and they know it's making things better. So, and you can come to the music. I'm finishing here. I got to finish. So I ask you the question, stand with me tonight. What's feeding you? Come on. Examine yourself. Inspect the fruit you're producing. Make it good. Jesus said you can make it good. How? Get into that word. Get back into that relationship. Get back to praying. Get back to fasting. Get back to commitment. Get back to consecration. Don't lay aside those things that were so important to you at one time. Because I see so and so over there, and they don't do this, and they're over there. That ain't where God planted you. They don't do this at my school, and so and so I'm friends with. You know, they don't do this, and they kind of, you know, they exclude me or laugh at me because I won't go here or go there. Let them laugh. Let them exclude you. Let them do it. We need to stay rooted and grounded. We need to know what's feeding us. Make a change in your spiritual diet. The Word, holiness. Scripture says, without holiness, no man will see the Lord. We need to be holy as He is holy. But if we ungraft ourselves from the lump, from the first fruit that's holy, how can we be holy? Give yourself to those things. In Proverbs 12:3, it says, the root of the righteous shall not be moved. I want to be firm, on a firm foundation. I want to be planted. I want to be stable. In verse 12 of Proverbs 12, it says, the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. It's planted in the right place. It's going to bring forth fruit. In Colossians 2:6-7, it says, as ye therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith as you've been taught, abounding in that with thanksgiving. Be thankful for where God's planted you. Be thankful for where you're rooted. Rooted in Christ, rooted in Him. And then finally, Ephesians 3:17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love. He said, if you're rooted and grounded, then you will be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, depth, and height. And you will also know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. If you're rooted and grounded in love, if you're rooted and grounded, then you can know the fullness of God. You'll find Him. You'll seek Him. As goes the root, so goes the tree. Just a little pastoring tonight. That's what I do. I'm telling you how to be the best version of yourself. I'm telling you how to be the best version of what Jesus has called you to be. Stay rooted, stay grounded. Make sure you know what's feeding you.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.